Welcome to Today on Broadway for Tuesday, March 15th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am Broadway Stars James Marino. In the headlines today, Hamilton was at the White House today. So Matt, tell us about that.
Yeah, we mentioned it on yesterday's show that the entire cast of Hamilton was taking a little field trip down to Washington, D.C., and it resulted in some pretty cool videos coming directly from the White House. The first one was a live stream. It started about 5:30 yesterday evening, and it was two performances from the cast of Hamilton. The first was the opening song, Alexander Hamilton. The second one was a part of Aaron Burr, Sir, from the tavern where the revolutionaries all meet. And there was also a really nice opening from President Obama, who even made a few Hamilton puns during his speech. However, after the first two songs, it just went straight to a blue WhiteHouse.gov screen, and everybody on Twitter who was using the hashtag BAM for ham got very concerned, because the way that Tommy Cale was describing things was it sounded like we were going to hear a lot more songs, but he was more talking to the people in the room. They were only apparently going to do those two songs, and then it cut away, and a lot of people were freaking out on Twitter. But hopefully, maybe there'll be some video from WhiteHouse.gov throughout the week of some of the other songs. We did see later on Monday evening, they did drop another video, and it was Lin-Manuel Miranda and President Obama freestyling in the Rose Garden. And James, I know you sent this to me. You were really excited about it. It's a lot of fun. The president doesn't actually drop any rhymes or anything, but it was still pretty cool to see how they interacted on that video.
That is very cool. And just to show that not only does Broadway World have problems with message boards, but as soon as that video went up with Hamilton and the president, all the haters came out and started saying, doesn't the president have something else to do other than this? And surely I'm sure it was only a statement on the efficiency of the president, had nothing to do with the rappers or the fact that the president's black.
I could make a comment about people not wanting to confirm his Supreme Court nomination, but we won't go there at this point.
All right. That's a whole different podcast. All right.
Yeah.
Number two up for the evening, openings and closings. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, we've got some pretty cool openings happening today and tomorrow. The first one is Pulitzer Prize winner Kenneth Lonergan's new play, Hold On To Me, Darling. It opened on Monday night at the Atlantic Theater. The show stars Emmy nominee Timothy Oliphant, Tony nominee Jonathan Hogan, and Adelaide Clemens, who's the stars of one of my favorite TV shows, Rectify. Its fourth and final season is happening this summer, so definitely watch that. But it's directed by the Atlantic's artistic director, Neil Pepe, and the play tells the story of a famous country music singer who begins to question kind of the meaning of his life after his mother's death. The show only runs through April 3rd, so definitely go and check that out if you're a big Timothy Oliphant fan, which who isn't? The other show that's opening actually tonight is Ideation. It's at 59 East 59th Street, or 59 East 59th. The show is a psychological thriller with a dark comic edge, and it's actually being presented by the San Francisco Playhouse. So that sounds like it's a lot of fun, and it'll run through April 17th. And then we mentioned this yesterday as well, but I feel like I've got to remind you. Tuesday, March 15th, today marks the first preview performance of Shuffle Along on Broadway. It'll play its first show at the Music Box, and I'm very anxiously awaiting to hear reports back from people who saw that first performance, because, like we mentioned yesterday, no one really knows what this thing is going to be, and I couldn't be more excited to find out.
All right, next up, some casting notices came out today, so tell us who is going into what.
Well, this is one that kind of lit up the internet a little bit, and at least the theatrical internet, is that Wicked and Hairspray favorite Shoshana Bean will be playing Fanny Bryce in the North Shore Music Theater's production of Funny Girl this summer. North Shore Music Theater is in Beverly, Massachusetts, and the show will run from June 7th to June 19th. One thing that's really cool about this is Shoshana is very open about her love and obsession for Barbara Streisand. So I have a feeling this might be one of her dream roles. So if you're in the Boston area this summer, do not miss out on this. Also, Musicals Tonight announced their casting for the revival of Do Re Mi, the Julie Stein, Comden and Green show this spring. Patrick John Moran will be playing Hubie Cram. Laura Danielle will be playing Kay, and it'll also feature Daniel Marcus, Roger Rifkin, Michael Scott, Beth DeMichelle, and Tyler Milleron. And Do Re Mi will rent the Lion Theater from March 22nd through April 3rd. And then there was a cool few little casting notices that had to do with musicals on TV. First, the Fox Rocky Horror Show found its usherette, and she'll be played by a singer who doesn't seem to have a whole lot of theater credits, but her name is Ivy Levin, so they're kind of rounding out that cast. And then Chad Michael Murray from most recently Marvel's Agent Carter, but maybe more iconically from One Tree Hill, will be playing Sun Records music executive Sam Phillips in CMT's TV adaptation of Million Dollar Quartet. So if you saw that show on Broadway, that's the role that Hunter Foster originated. So we've got some pretty cool things on TV to look forward to as musical theater fans.
I lost track of Rocky Horror. When's that scheduled to be?
They still don't have a date, but it's going to be this fall. They've already actually been up in Canada doing some rehearsals and stuff, and it will be filmed on site in Canada. But the cast is pretty much full. It's got everyone from, we've already know about Laverne Cox, we know Annalee Ashford, Victoria Justice, Reeve Carney, Adam Lambert. So it seems like they're pretty much got everyone together, and it's a really, really awesome cast. So I'm excited to see what they do with it.
All right. And Monday is the big money day on Broadway, where our weekly grosses come out for the previous week. And our Monday grosses, what do they look like?
Well, it was actually a pretty good week on Broadway across the board. After kind of the winter doldrums, it looks like spring might be poking its head up. 30 of the 31 shows that were on Broadway last week saw an increase in revenue, but don't feel badly for the one that didn't, because it was Hamilton, which despite, yeah, exactly, it dropped a whole $7,668, but it still had
one seat.
Yeah, exactly. One premium seat, and they dropped. But that's 131% of its gross potential, so they're doing fine. They're doing fine. They did pull in the most money this week. There were actually five shows that were over $1 million, but Hamilton pulled in just over $1,758,000. So they're doing pretty well, and I have a feeling after their stream from the White House, some more tickets might be sold for 2018 or 2019, whenever they're finally available. And there was also a nice little bump for Noises Off, who closed it, who's getting close to closing the run and everything, and had a nice little increase last week as well.
All right. In our feature section, Stephen Sondheim was at the National Theater in London, and he talked about the commercial theater limits the variety of musicals. What is he talking about?
Yeah, he was saying that because commercial theater, and his words were, it's so financially fragile, that producers and investors have to take shows that limit their risk. And what, in his mind, that means is they play it safe, and they don't do shows that will be artistically satisfying as much as they will be able to pay down the bottom line, which, it's commercial theater. The point is to make money. But he did say that commercial theater is so financially fragile, I wish there was more of a supermarket of musicals, different kinds of musicals. And he gave the example where once that first jukebox musical, whichever we're saying was the first one, became popular, then a lot of other jukebox musicals were made. And he said, I understand why, but it would be nice to have other kinds of musicals as well. And he kind of pointed to all the variety that happens off Broadway, but then, you know, off Broadway and then in the West End. And he would like to see that kind of be more of a place where artistic creativity was championed as much as the financial bottom line.
I'm wondering how he feels about his birthday counterpart, Andrew Lloyd Webber.
That's always been one of those relationships that I think has been a little rivalry, but they've had some fun together. They had that one birthday thing they did a few years ago where they played the piano together. So, you know, I'm sure there's a little competition that goes on between those two.
Oh, sure. And that story came to us directly from The Stage, which is the awesome website from the UK. Next up in our last show of the day is that a New York superintendent, he banned the swastika from a high school production of The Producers, which is sort of critical to the storyline, isn't it now?
Well, yes, it definitely is critical to the storyline. This happened in New York's Rockland County, and it was at Tappan Zee High School. I'm not from New York, so maybe James,
didn't
you know
Rob
how to
Diamond,
pronounce?
Did Rob Diamond go to Tappan Zee High School?
I don't know. I'm going to have to ask my boss tomorrow what high school he went to.
Yeah. So I knew that Rob lived right in that area, right by Tappan Zee. That's the correct pronunciation of it. Yes.
Yeah. Good. Well, they were going to do The Producers, and a picture of their set, which featured a swastika, came out, and someone took it to the superintendent, who said that there is no context in a public high school where a swastika is appropriate. So they banned that. Obviously, there was some pushback, people saying that this is satire, it's not supposed to be taken seriously. But there is actually some precedent to the swastika not being used in The Producers. When the show played Germany, where the displaying of the swastika is illegal, they replaced it with the pretzel that looked – that was kind of in the – similar shape of the swastika. So no reports if Tappan Zee High School is going to do that, but it's an interesting story because, as we've seen quite a bit over the last year or so, there's, you know, the censorship issue at the high school level is one that a lot of people are really passionate about, because the high school theater scene is where the next generation of artists are formed, and if they're not given the opportunity to express their voice and to work on different types of things, what does that mean for, you know, theater at whatever level a generation from now? So this one will be interesting to see how they work around that, but it's an interesting story nonetheless.
Well, that is great, and that is all from us for today. So Matt, get us out of here.
Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. I'm Matt Tamnini. You can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt, and don't forget to subscribe to my pop culture podcast, Some Like It Pop, on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We'll be having a very special episode come out on Wednesday dedicated to the NCAA basketball tournament. So if you like theater and sports, this one's for you.
And I am James Marino from Broadway Stars and BroadwayRadio.com. Come check us out, and thanks so much for listening. See you tomorrow.